You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody. And now we're going to talk about one of my favorite topics with certainly one of my favorite people. We're going to talk about art and the impact it's had on real estate here in South Florida. We've got my good friend, Dave Lombardi. Dave, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Thrilled to be here.
Hey, Dave, I want to first of all thank you for working with me as you have over the number of years. And also I want to thank you for being one of the first guests we ever had on the show.
That's true. I'm not over the shock of being on radio the first time.
Well, that's all right. We'll make sure that you feel it again this time so that you'll never get over it. Now, Dave, tell people a little bit about your background. You know, you got a unique start here. You kind of discovered Wynwood, and then you had an epiphany. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. I started on Miami Beach about 25 years ago selling homes. Whenever I would make commissions, I would buy commercial property. I started in the 90s buying on South Beach, multifamily buildings. But by the year 2000, there was no way to continue buying there because the condo converters had come in and I wasn't able to compete with them and I needed to find another area. And went over to this neighborhood of industrial property called Wynwood. I didn't know it was called that at the time.
Was it even called that at the time?
It was, actually, especially the northern part of it where the residences are. But it was known as the Fashion District when I got there in 2000. But most of the manufacturing had gone overseas to China by that time. But I had what I liked immediately was that it only took me 7 minutes from Miami Beach to get there. It was 2 minutes to the Miami Design District, 5 minutes to downtown, and you could get on and off the highway very quickly.
And yeah, it's a great location, great local location, great regional location.
Right, and I was looking at buildings. They wanted $30 and $40 a square foot for them, which was far less than it would cost to build them without any land cost, and I just felt it needed repositioning. I liked the scale of the buildings to the width of the streets, and at that time, the rental rates in retail spaces in the design district downtown and the beach were climbing. And I thought it might be advantageous to have a large concentration of cheap warehouse space in close proximity to those retailers to service them.
And whoops, what happened then?
Well, after buying five buildings and renting them quickly under my hypothesis, I read an article in the New Times about a guy who was living in a warehouse in that very neighborhood with a gallery in the front. So I went to his next opening, and we went, it was a Saturday night. The street was pitch black. None of the street lamps worked. There were mean dogs behind fences, junk cars up and down the street. And we walk in through a red door on a white warehouse, and a light bulb went off for me. There was crisp, beautiful lighting, amazing artwork on white walls, and about 35 young people drinking wine, talking about the artwork. And that's when I realized we could do something else besides utilitarian storage with these spaces.
And so basically, Dave, you brought art into Wynwood. What's been the impact?
Well, the artists were there, but you wouldn't have known they were there. But after they started to do the murals on the walls in like the fourth year of Art Basel, it exploded because of people wanting to take selfies and social media. And it's been a feeding frenzy upon itself. We now average 500,000 visitors a month to Wynwood. When people Google what to do in Miami, it's usually number two or three of things to do.
How could it not be number one? Oh, I guess the beach.
South Beach is always number one.
Yeah.
But the impact of art in Wynwood is a story that is being told throughout the world. And they're trying to emulate this in many other parts of the world.
Yeah, I know that you go and you speak all across the country. We spoke up together in West Palm a couple of months ago.
Right.
Now, Dave, what are some of the things that you're noticing as Wynwood continues to evolve? Is the art going to go away or is it going to stay there? What's going on with all that?
No, absolutely not. We know the art is an integral, important part of why people come to Wynwood. Wynwood is very much in transition at the moment. We were lucky enough to get a zoning overlay passed 2 years ago, which we're now starting to see the fruit of our labor, increasing the allowable units per acre for residential living. Our dream is to be somewhat of a Williamsburg, Brooklyn, where we have 4, 5, 6 stories of residential above quirky, one-off, funky retail, galleries, boutiques, and food and beverage outlets. And I would say that today we are in the fourth inning of a 9-inning game in Wynwood.
And Dave, what do you see as the next phase of the evolution of Wynwood?
I think it's the residential. If we fast forward 5 years from now, we should have 2,000 units in Wynwood proper with young people living, working, and creating all within the neighborhood, 24 hours a day.
And what changes need, well, I guess you talked about the overlay district.
Yes.
What other changes are you seeing that you see as the next step in evolution? We were going to have the apartment buildings. Let me ask you this. Is the apartment buildings going to incorporate any of the components that are there now? I mean, let's talk about this.
Yes, there'll be art on the walls of the buildings. There'll be great art in the common areas. I think...
What about some of the iconic open spaces that are there today that provide Wynwood with some of its character? For instance, you brought Wynwood Walls. I mean, not Wynwood Walls, Wynwood
Yard.
Yard.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I get confused with all the different stuff. And, you know, as Wynwood evolves, will there be a place for the Wynwood Yard going forward?
I think there will be. The Wynwood Yard may end up on a rooftop of a building, but for now, it's a great placeholder on land that's slated for future development. And I think there'll always be those opportunities for the foreseeable future within the neighborhood.
Couldn't believe that they had a valet stand in front of the Wynwood Yard on Friday. That was just wild.
I mean,
it's amazing.
Yep.
So what do you see from an artistic standpoint? Will there be more galleries, fewer galleries? Will they stay integrated? Will it go the way of Lincoln Road and become homogenized?
We're very cautious about homogenization. We, as a community of creative developers, we talk about this all the time, and we really don't want to become like those other areas because then we lose relevancy. Right now, we're relevant because we have the galleries, we have the unique retailers, the young kid who designs their own clothing line, and the Zach the Bakers and the Panther Coffees of the world. We don't want to bring in Starbucks or Panera Bread or Williams and Sonoma and Pottery Barn, because then we're like everywhere else and we lose our edge.
Yeah, without a doubt. Now, Dave, one last thing I wanted to talk to you about, because we're going to talk about wealth and philanthropy in the next segment. I'm sorry I'm going to out you here, but your name is on the Torah. You know, you're one of the biggest philanthropists in Wynwood. You're one of the, you know, you've got a great ongoing role and relationship with your younger sons. Dave, what's the key to being a philanthropist in our community today?
I think I just try to lead by example and give to causes that are near and dear to me. You know, Wynwood for me was all about creating a community. It's about everybody participating at whatever level they can. And I try to lead by that example. So I hope my sons appreciate it. I love working with them. I feel very fortunate. My mother works in the office and my nephew, Justin. So it's a real familial affair. And recently we did a fundraiser for the Friends of the American Red Mug and Dove at a Dome, which is the ambulance service in Israel. And, you know, it was important to me to have my whole family there, and everybody gives at whatever level they can, but we want to make a difference in the world.
Dave, you're making a difference in the world every day, be it through philanthropy, be it by example, be it by the redevelopment guidance that you're giving to the Wynwood neighborhood. I want to thank you so much for that. I want to thank you for your philanthropy. I want to thank you for letting me come sometimes and sharing in that familial environment that you have there with your mom. I want to thank your mom for the candy and water. I want to thank everybody that's involved with Lombardi Properties. But Dave, thank you so much for your involvement here in our community, making it a better place and helping steer Miami into the future.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. We'll be back after this. We're going to have a great interview with more wealth, power, and philanthropy after this coming at you. So, Wanda, take it away. Dave, thanks again so much.